إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are going to discuss what perhaps could be considered as a follow-up of the topic from last week, last week's topic being khitam al-a'mal, yani the conclusion or termination of deeds in general and specifically in reference to closing out the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us to have yani reached the month of Ramadan as Muslims and to have lived throughout the month of Ramadan and to have had the opportunity to achieve so many benefits and so many of the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this blessed month of Ramadan. And last week we talked about yani khitam al-a'mal, yani how should a person look at the termination or the conclusion of their deeds, yani at the end of any good deed, whether it is specifically the fasting of the month of Ramadan or other deeds, could be Hajj, Salat, yani zakat or whatever it might be. And so, and last week we read from Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, in which he mentioned a number of points concerning what is expected of a Muslim at the end, at the termination or conclusion of any good deed. And he mentioned specifically, yani what was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the conclusion and termination of good deeds, and the way of the Salaf al-Salih rahimahullah. The Shaykh mentioned a number of points, and I'd just like to review quickly a few of those points. I don't know how many of you were here last week. Perhaps you remember some of those points. From amongst the points that he mentioned last week, he said that at the conclusion of deeds, that a person should be careful not to become proud. يعني العجاب بالعمال. Not to be proud, to admire one's good deeds as though you have done something great. This is very, very important. When a person has achieved something that yani could be considered good, could be considered excellent, might be considered wonderful, a wonderful great act of worship, of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps yani the human being might be inclined to become proud of their deed. And so it was from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Salaf al-Salih that they did not fall into i'jab bil-amal, yani becoming proud or pleased, or in admiration of their deeds. The second point that the Shaykh mentioned, and not necessarily in this order, was al-i'tiraf bil-taqsir fi haqqillah. Yani, that every one of us, at the conclusion of any good deed, we must acknowledge, confess, and be aware of our having fallen short in reference to fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what effort we have made, and how much we have exerted ourselves, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due, what He is really due, we haven't fulfilled that. So we have to acknowledge that we have fallen short. And as a result of that, the Shaykh said that a person should humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani realizing their shortcoming and asking Allah's forgiveness, yani kathratul istighfar, asking Allah's forgiveness for one's shortcoming, and as well, yani asking Allah's acceptance of that deed in spite of its shortcoming, in spite of its defects, asking Allah's acceptance, because indeed no matter what effort a person has made in doing a good deed, and doing it correctly and trying to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no guarantee that Allah has to accept it. Allah is not obligated to accept what we offer. Rather, if we acknowledge that we have fallen short and we have not given Allah His right as it is due to Him, then it is incumbent upon us to realize that Allah may accept or He may not accept. And therefore it's incumbent upon us to ask Allah's acceptance, to humbly beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept our deeds. Indeed, if Allah has accepted the deed, then a person will have done well. And finally, yani the Shaykh mentions, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, the Shaykh mentions, yani, husnu ar-raja, that if a person realizes that they have fallen short, and that the deed that they have done indeed is going to have some defect, then they should not allow that to cause them to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in Allah's mercy and Allah's generosity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon and forgive and overlook our shortcomings, and He will accept from us, and He will reward, inshallah, the effort that is done, and sincerely for His sake, and the human being doing the best that you can, fearing Allah as much as you can. We should not lose hope of Allah's yani mercy and His favor and His bounty and His pardoning. And finally, the Shaykh said, Adam al-Yas wal-Qunut, that we should not feel hopeless, yani we should not fall into despair, but rather, yani we should have husnu ar-raja, good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the points that the Shaykh mentioned last week, and we just want to remind yani ourselves of some of these points, because it is indeed of the utmost importance that one, give care to this matter of how we conclude, how we terminate and seal our good deeds. Yani husnu khitam al-a'mal. After this, yani the topic that the Shaykh mentions, which I said is sort of like a follow-up to this topic, is fima yajibu al-muslim ba'da shahr Ramadan. Yani concerning that which is obligatory upon the Muslim ba'da shahr Ramadan, yani after the month of Ramadan. Ramadan has come and Ramadan has gone, and after the month of Ramadan, what is obligatory upon us? Yani have we fulfilled that which is upon us? Have we yani given Allah His due, and now we are free? There's nothing upon us, yani everybody can now do as they like. We are free to just go about and to yani go back to business as usual. Or is there still upon us some obligation and some duty? The Shaykh, he mentions a few points under this topic, and I would say that from amongst the most important points that he mentions is yani the need to observe taqwa of Allah, to take account of ourselves, al-muhasaba, and to realize that Allah is watching, that Allah is seeing, and that His angels are recording. And two of these themes, or three of them, yani al-taqwa and al-muhasaba and al-muraqaba, came in an ayat in the Quran that inshallah in the course of this discussion we will mention, from the 59th surah in the 18th ayat. These themes, especially al-muhasaba, taking account of oneself at the end of Ramadan and throughout our lives, and al-muraqaba, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being aware that Allah sees us and that Allah hears us and that Allah knows everything that we do, that we say, and even the innermost thoughts within ourselves that are not expressed. Also the Shaykh, he mentions yani some of the benefits of Ramadan, yani being that different people, depending on how they entered Ramadan and how they engaged themselves during Ramadan and how they acted after Ramadan, yani would receive different benefits. And he mentions that some people, yani due to their condition, would receive the rahmah of Allah. And some people, due to their condition, would receive the maghfirah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. And some people, yani, would be freed from the hellfire. Yani, that their deeds justify them being punished in the hellfire. And because of their fast in Ramadan, standing in the night and fasting in the day, and the other acts of worship, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would free them from the hellfire. And Allah would, yani, allow them to escape from that which, yani, was incumbent to befall them due to their deeds. And then some people, he said, yani, they don't get any benefit whatsoever. Yani, not the rahmah, nor the maghfirah, nor the yani itq min al-nar, Rather, all they get is sin and evil deeds, yani on top of what they already had before Ramadan. So, yani the Shaykh, he begins with his opening, Alhamdulillah, Muqaddir al-Maqdur, Musarrif al-Ayyam wa-Shuhur. Yani the praise belongs to Allah, the one who determines the Maqdur, the measure of everything, what it will be. Musarrif al-Ayyam wa-Shuhur, yani the one who controls the days and the months, yani the time is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He causes the days, yani to come and go, and the months to come and go, and likewise our lives. The Shaykh says, أحمده على جزيل نعمه وهو الغفور الشكور. That I praise him upon the, yani his ni'm, yani the unlimited bounties and favors of Allah. Indeed, he is the one who is forgiving and who recognizes and appreciates, yani the good that his servants do. He is shakur. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. I bear witness that nothing deserves the worship except Allah alone, and that he has no partner or associate, and to him belongs the kingdom, the sovereignty of everything in existence, and to him belongs the praise, all of it, and he is the one who has power over everything. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله البشير النذير السراج المنير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم البعث والنشور. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipper, his slave, servant and worshipper, and his messenger, and he is the one who came with the good news, yani the bushra for those who believe and do good deeds, and he is the nadir, the warner for those who disbelieve and yani who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one who came with the good news of Allah's reward, his Jannah for the people who believe and do good deeds, and the warning of hellfire for those who disbelieve and who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is as-siraj, as-siraj al-munir, yani the light, the lantern, yani the bright light, yani the one, the source of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the salat and the salam of Allah be upon him and upon his family and his companions. Yani much of it until the day of resurrection and the day of gathering. After this, the Shaykh says, أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى وتفكروا في سرعة مرور الأيام والليالي وتذكروا بذلك قرب انتقالكم من هذه الدنيا فتزودوا بصالح الأعمال. Yani this opening line, yani that the Shaykh begins with, is full, yani, is full of reminders, encouragement, warning, guidance for the believer. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, yani observe taqwa of Allah the Most High. وَتَفَكِّرُوا, and reflect upon, ponder over the speed, the quickness of the passing of the days and nights. Reflect upon how quickly is passing the days and nights. وَتَذَكَّرُوا بِذَلِكَ قُرْبَ إِنْتِقَالِكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا. And be reminded, when reflecting upon the quickness of the passing of days and nights, be reminded by this of the nearness of your own moving on from this world, from the dunya to the akhirah. Yani with the quickness of the passing of days and nights that we saw in this month of Ramadan, how quickly it came and left. Be reminded by this of the nearness of our own passing through this world in the same way. فَتَزَوَّدُوا بِالصَّالِحِ الْأَعْمَالِ. And therefore, being reminded of this, yani compile, pile up, arrange, gather together provisions for the journey from this world to the next life. Naam. Observe taqwa of Allah the Most High, and reflect upon the speed with which there is the passing of days and nights. And be reminded by this of the nearness of our own transition from this world into the next life, quickly, rapidly. And therefore, if a person is reminded by this, then compile, gather together the provisions for this journey from this dunya to the akhirah for your return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, Halla bikum shahru Ramadan al-Mubarak bi khayratihi wa barakatihi wa ishtum jami'a awqatihi thumma intaha wa artahala sari'an. Yani that the month, this blessed month of Ramadan has come to us with all of its good and its blessings, and we have lived throughout its time, yani from the beginning of that month to the end of it, and then it ended, and it went on quickly. And it went on quickly, naam, sari'an. Shahidan inda rabbihi liman arafa qadrahu. Liman arafa qadrahu. Wastafada min khayrihi bitta'a. وَشَاهِدًا عَلَى مَنْ تَجَاهَلَ فَضْلَهُ وَأَسَاعَ فِيهِ بِالْعِضَاعَ. Yani, the month of Ramadan, it has gone on. Yani, it has ended, and it has, yani, moved along, returning to its Rabb as a witness for whoever recognized, acknowledged its qadr, yani, its worth, its value, its station, its status. Yani, who recognize what this month really, yani, what it stands for, what it means, its value and its worth. And therefore they benefited from its khair by obedience, by acts of obedience during this month of Ramadan. Yani, the month of Ramadan, it will be a witness for the one who recognized its worth and who benefited by acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, it will be a witness against the one who was ignorant of its virtue, its excellence, its superiority. And therefore they did evil by wasting that time. فَلْيُحَاسِبْ. And this is, yani, this is the second point that I think is of the most important of what the Shaykh is saying here. Yani, the first of them being the taqwa of Allah. Constantly, always observing taqwa of Allah. And the second of them being al-muhasaba, taking account of oneself. At the end of the month of Ramadan, and every day of our life, throughout our lives, yani, taking account of ourselves, al-muhasaba, fal yuhasib kullun minna nafsahu, ماذا قدم في هذا الشهر. Every one of us should take account of ourselves and examine, look at, what is it that we have sent ahead for ourselves? ماذا قدم. What has a person sent ahead for the day of meeting with their Lord, yani, during this month of Ramadan, and in general, in every day of our lives? The Shaykh says, so take account of yourself, because indeed the month of Ramadan and the days and the weeks and the months of our lives will be a witness for us or against us. Who has recognized the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and benefited from that time? And who has not, yani, recognized its value or its worth, and therefore they have wasted it away? Take account of yourselves. And here, yani, this point that the Shaykh mentions here, it always reminds me of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah. And let every soul, yani, the Shaykh seems to be referring to this ayat, let every nafs look to what it has sent ahead for itself and observe taqwa of Allah. Know that Allah is khabir, He is well aware, fully aware of all that you do. Yani, whoever understands what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayat, and there are four principles in this ayat that are very important in Islam, in the life of a Muslim. The first of them is al-Iman. And we have talked about it in detail in the past. Yani, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that Allah is addressing the people of Iman. And the second of them is the taqwa, observing taqwa of Allah, fulfilling His commands and avoiding His prohibitions. And the third of them is al-muhasaba, falyanzur nafsun ma qaddamat, take account of yourself, every soul take account of itself. And the fourth of them is muraqaba, inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon, that Allah is fully aware of all that you do. These are four great principles in Islam. Every one of them has its own importance. And tonight, inshallah, the Shaykh refers more so to al-muhasaba. And then in the end, he refers to al-muraqaba. Yani, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is watching us, that He sees us, that He hears us, and that He knows what we do and what we say and what we think, even our innermost thoughts and our intentions. فليحاسب كل منا نفسه ماذا قدم في هذا الشهر. What is it that we have sent ahead during this month? فمن قدم فيه خيرا فليحمد الله على ذلك. So whoever has sent ahead good, خير, then they must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فليحمد الله. يعني whoever has done good, know that is by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not because of your own greatness. Rather, it is Allah's favor and His bounty and His mercy upon you that He has called you to that which is good and then enabled you to do it and then accepted it from you. Indeed, this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ. Yani whoever has sent good ahead, then praise Allah for such. وَلْيَسْأَلْهُ الْقُبُولَ وَالْإِسْتِمْرَارَ عَلَى الطَّاعَ فِي مُسْتَقْبَلِ حَيَاتِهِ. And then that person must also ask Allah's acceptance for those good deeds and ask Allah that we continue upon this track and this road and this mode, yani of obedience to Him in the future days or period of time that remains of our lives. Yani whoever has done good during the month of Ramadan, yani whoever sees that they have done something of good, then they must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His acceptance and ask that He allow us to continue on the road of obedience to Him in the future days of our lives. وَمَنْ كَانَ مُفَرِّطًا فِيهِ فَلْيَتُوبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلْيَبْدَأُ حَيَاةً جَدِيدًا يَسْتَغِلُّهَا بِالطَّاعَةِ بَدَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الَّتِي أَضَاعَهَا فِي الْغَفْلَةِ وَالْإِسَاعَةِ. And whoever has fallen short, they have been neglectful during the month of Ramadan. And perhaps if we examine ourselves carefully, we will all find that we have been neglectful to some extent or another. Na'am. Whoever has been neglectful, then repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begin a new life in which a person should take advantage of what remains of their lives by using it in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place of, instead of, in exchange for the life, yani the past in which we have yani wasted the time and we have been unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have done evil. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ يُكَفِّرُ عَنْهُ مَا مَضَى وَيُوَفَّقَهُ فِي مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ. Perhaps it is hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate that which yani has been done in the past, yani our shortcomings of the past. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate our shortcomings of the past. And perhaps, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us tawfiq, yani success in that which remains of our lives to do better than we did before. Qala Allahu ta'ala, yani the Shaykh mentions from Surah Tuhud, 11th Surah, 114th ayat. Wa aqimi salata taraf al nahar wa dhulufan min al layl innal hasanati yudhibna as-sayyi'at dhalika dhikra lidh-dhakirin. Yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and establish the salat at the two ends of the day and a part of the night. For indeed, good deeds remove evil deeds. And indeed, this is a reminder, an exhortation to the one who would be reminded. The scholars of tafsir, they say, and here the Shaykh is talking about salat. Indeed, the salah is from the most important of deeds that a human being can do in their life. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding, wa aqim as-salat, establish the prayer in the two ends of the day. Meaning, the scholars of tafsir say, al-ghadat wal-ashi. Yani in the early part, the morning, yani the subh, the fajr prayers. And in the later part of the day, meaning the yani noon time, dhuhr and asr prayers. And a part of the night, they said it means, yani in the, yani the maghrib begins is the end of the day and begins the night. Meaning the maghrib prayer and the isha prayer, and some scholars also said even the qiyam of the layl. Yani this ayat is a command to establish the prayer, the five prayers in the day. At least the fajr prayer and the dhuhr and asr prayer, yani being the two ends of the day, the morning part of the day, and the maghrib and isha prayer being the prayers that are a part of the night. indeed good deeds, like the salawat, the five prayers of the day, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in some of the hadith, the one who performs the five prayers, or from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, or from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, is what? Expiation for that which is committed in between them. So indeed, al-hasanat yudhibna al-sayyat. These five prayers of the day remove sins. Yani, at least, yani the minor sins. At least the minor sins. And indeed, this is a reminder for those who will be reminded. And the Shaykh, yani Allah knows best, but it seems as though he is reminding us that even though Ramadan has come and gone, but we are still required to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest act of worship that we are doing, yani in our lives, every day in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, is establishing the five daily prayers. After this, the Shaykh, he says, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَتْبِعِي السَّيِّئَاتَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Yani the hadith of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالَقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Yani observe taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation or circumstance. Yani the Shaykh, he took part of this hadith, but we just want to remind ourselves, yani of the context of the hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said, observe taqwa of Allah in every situation or circumstance, wherever you may be. And follow up an evil deed with a good deed. And treat the people with good conduct, yani with good character, the character of the Prophet ﷺ. And again, this hadith takes us back to the first point that the Shaykh began with, that is the first principle of at-taqwa. At-taqwa, observe taqwa, wherever you may be, in every situation or circumstance. And knowing that the human being is defective and that we will fall short, so the Prophet ﷺ said, and follow up an evil deed, and he would a good deed. And this goes back to the principle that the Shaykh is establishing here, yani with the five prayers of the day. Yani the five prayers of the day and other good deeds remove evil deeds. Follow up an evil deed with a good deed, it will remove it, it will erase it, it will wipe it out. And the Prophet ﷺ reminded us that the taqwa, yani, is not only observing the right of Allah, but also observing the right of the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ihsan, likewise, is not only yani doing well in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in doing well in treatment of the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow up an evil deed with a good deed, it will remove it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the Shaykh is quoting from Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 70th Ayat, and I want to remind us of the ayats before that to put it in context, very, very important, especially from here. Yani the Shaykh has given us the point that is immediately related to what he is establishing, but we want to make sure that the context of it is clear to us. He says, yani he quotes from the Quran, 70th Ayat of 25th of a 25th Surah, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Yani except those who repent and who believe and who do good deeds. For indeed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will exchange their evil deeds with good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. And indeed, Allah is the one who is forgiving and Allah is merciful. And in the context of this ayah is that the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the Ibad al-Rahman, and in the last part of this surah, Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the characteristics of his worshippers, the Ibad al-Rahman, and from amongst that which he said concerning them, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ. Yani in those who do not call upon an ilah along with Allah, yani they don't supplicate to, they don't offer worship to anyone or anything other than Allah, meaning they don't commit shirk. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Nor do they take the lives of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, except بالحق, except yani in accordance with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. Nor do they commit illegal sexual relations. Yani the Ibad al-Rahman are those who do not commit shirk, nor do they kill people nor do they commit zina. And some of the scholars of tafsir said that these three acts cover different areas in the life of a Muslim. Obviously, a shirk, yani, is in reference to, yani, a person's deen, that which destroys a person's deen. And zina, yani, destroys the body of the human being from engaging in this kind of act. Killing. And zina destroys the honor of the people. Yani, it is a destruction of the honor of the people. And all of these are areas in the life of the Muslim that's very, very important to guard and to protect and preserve. And after mentioning these things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yani, they, the Ibad al-Rahman, are those who do not commit shirk. And they are those who do not commit murder. And they are those who do not commit zina. So these are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange. يُبَدِّلَ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will exchange their evil deeds with good deeds. And this ayah, we discussed the tafsir of it previously. So for the sake of time, we will not go into the detail of it. But let us just be reminded that some of the scholars of tafsir have two opinions concerning this ayah. And Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions both of them, and Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di mentions both of them, and yani, both of them are legitimate views concerning this ayat, that the exchanging of evil deeds for good deeds means, one of the opinions is that it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person changed their life, when they surrendered and submitted to Him, then Allah will exchange the shirk that they were engaging for tawheed. He will exchange the sins, the acts of ma'asiyah that they used to engage with. He will exchange it for ta'ah. That He will exchange, yani, the kufr that they have fallen into with iman and so on. Allah will exchange, He will change their condition. And the other view, and Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, and he presents this view as, yani, being the greater of the two. And it is explicitly, yani, what is understood from the surface meaning of the ayat. And from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that Ibn Kathir mentions in his tafsir. And the meaning of it is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawmul Qiyamah, when the person's deeds are presented, He will actually exchange the sins that are in their record for good deeds. Allah will exchange their sins for good deeds. And this came in an authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said that a man, yani, he said that, I know the last person who will be taken out of the hellfire and the last person who will be entered into the paradise, and he is a man that when his record is brought before him, Allah will say, yani, remove his major sins. Don't even call him to account for them, just remove them. And then ask him about his minor sins. And he will be asked about, did he do this and did you do that? And he will admit to everything that he did, he wouldn't be able to deny it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, his major sins, Allah will say, exchange them for good deeds. And then the man will say, but I have some more sins that I didn't see here. Yani, the ones that were erased. He said, I have some more sins, Ya Rab. And he bring them forward too, so they could be exchanged for good deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani, when he mentioned this, he smiled until his molar teeth were seen, due to the joy and the happiness, yani, of this kind of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He will exchange some people's sins and replace them with good deeds. Not just forgive them, but He will put good deeds in the place of the sins that they committed. And these are the people who believe in Allah and who are obedient to Allah and who have repented to Allah and who changed their lives. And this is a tremendous ayat, and the Shaykh, he brings it here, yani, in reference to the point of what? Yani, changing, following up, yani, evil deeds with good deeds. Yani, if a person repents and changes their life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange. Not only will He forgive, but Allah will exchange their evil deeds with good deeds. After this, the Shaykh, he says, Ibad Allah in the Shahr Ramadan. Yani, he mentions that the month of Ramadan, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, yani, has been described as the first part of it being rahmah, and the middle part of it being maghfirah, and the last part of it being, yani, being freed from the hellfire. And this particular hadith, yani, is narrated from Sa'id ibn Musayyib, from Salman al-Farsi, and some of the scholars of hadith said that Sa'id ibn Musayyib, he didn't narrate from Salman, so there's, yani, a break in the chain. And likewise, there is a narrator, yani, in the chain of narrators, Ali ibn Zayd al-Judaan, who most of the scholars said was weak, including al-Imam Ahmed and Yahya ibn Ma'in and al-Imam al-Nasa'i and others said that narrator is weak. So we don't take this hadith as a hadith, yani, that we attribute to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Shaykh, yani, he's mentioning these three matters, the rahmah and the maghfirah and the itq, من النار يعني as a point of reference for the different cases of people يعني in terms of their condition before Ramadan and during Ramadan and after Ramadan. And so the Shaykh, he says, after mentioning this, that the people in reference to this month, لهم حالات مختلفة. They have different conditions. They are not the same. And he mentions four conditions, four people, four different conditions of the people. And we hope that we'll be from the first of them. And we ask Allah to protect us from being the last of them. The first of them, منهم من وافاه هذا الشهر وهو مستقيم على الطاعة. يعني the month of Ramadan came to the person while they were upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hope that this is the condition of the people of Sunnah, that even before Ramadan, we are not the people that wait for Ramadan to come to fast and pray and to attend the masjid and read the Quran. Rather, we hope that Allah will make us to be from those people who are mustaqim, who are upright upon obedience when the month of Ramadan came, even before it. يُحَافِظُوا عَلَى صَلَاةِ الْجُمْعَةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ That group of people are those who they protect and preserve the Jumu'ah prayer and the congregational prayers, and they are far removed from ma'asi, from sin. Then that person ijtahada fi hadha ash-shahr bi fi'l ta'at fa kana ziyadatan khayran lahu. And then when the month of Ramadan came, they strove and made effort to do more during the month of Ramadan, actions of obedience, so it was ziyadatan khayr lahu, yani meaning that they began before the month, they were doing good deeds, and during the month they made extra effort, so it was an increase of khayr for them. فَهَذَا تَنَالُهُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ فَهَذَا تَنَالُهُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّهُ مُحْسِنٌ فِي عَمَلِهِ. So this person is the one who would achieve the rahmah of Allah, because this person has been a muhsin in their deeds. Yani they have been the person who practiced ihsan in reference to their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even in their treatment and dealing with the people. And we know that yani ihsan, as the Prophet defined it in the authentic hadith, the hadith of Jibril, he said it is to worship Allah as though you're seeing Him. So even if you don't see Him, know that He sees you. Yani, this is in reference to the worship of Allah, but we know that ihsan is also ihsan ila ibadillah. Yani, this is something that we have to keep in mind, that it is obligatory upon the people of Sunnah to be the models and the examples of people who not only strive to worship Allah with excellence, but also we strive to be the best of people in the treatment of the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people. And some of us believe that as long as we're praying in the masjid in jama'ah and we read in the Quran, we can treat people any kind of a way. And we can abuse people, we can slander people, we can lie on people, we can cheat people. This is not the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather the ihsan is ihsan in reference to the worship of Allah, and ihsan in reference to the treatment of the ibad of Allah, the worshippers of Allah. So the Shaykh, he said that these people will achieve the rahmah of Allah because they are muhsin in their deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 56th Ayat, Inna rahmatallahi kareebun minal muhsineen. That indeed the rahmah of Allah is near to the muhsineen, the people of ihsan. And the tafsir concerning this ayat is very beautiful, but for the sake of time, I'll just mention one note from the tafsir of this ayat, that yani some of the scholars of tafsir said yani that the rahmah of Allah is near to the muhsineen, meaning yani what I just alluded to earlier, al-muhsineen fi ibadatillah, those who have done well in the worship of Allah, wal-muhsineen fi ibadillah, and those who have done well to the worshippers of Allah. فَكُلُّ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ أَكْثَرُ إِحْسَانًا كَانَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَى رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ وَكَانَ رَبُّهُ قَرِيبًا مِنْهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Subhanallah. Yani the more that the abd engage in ihsan, yani in the worship of Allah and in the treatment of the worshippers of Allah, the more the person engage in ihsan, then the nearer the rahmah of Allah will be to that person. The nearer the rahmah of Allah will be to that person. وَكَانَ رَبُّهُ قَرِيبًا مِنْهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rabb, yani will also be nearer to Him with His rahmah. And some of the scholars of tafsir said in this ayat, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ, Yani Allah didn't say inna rahmatullah karibatun. Yani feminine form. Yani rahma. Rahma is feminine. But he didn't say qaribatun, but he said qaribun. And some of them said this is the allusion to the fact that what is intended here is the rahmah is near to the muhsin, and the one who gives the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, is also near, as Shaykh Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di alludes to here when he said, the more the person does ihsan, the nearer will be the rahmah of Allah to them, and the nearer Allah himself will be to that person with his rahmah. And the second group of people are those who the month of Ramadan came to them. فَصَامَ نَهَارَهُ وَقَامَ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ لَيْلِهِ. Yani this person, Ramadan came and they fasted its days and they stood what, as much as they could in its night. وَهُوَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحَافَظٌ عَلَى أَدَاءِ الْفَرَائِدِ وكثير من الطاعات ولكن عنده ذنوب دون الكبائر. And this second group, yani, are those who, when the month of Ramadan came to them, they fasted its days and stood in its nights. And before that, even before Ramadan, they used to, yani, attend to the fulfillment of the obligatory duties. They used to guard the obligatory duties. They used to fulfill the obligatory duties. And many acts of obedience they used to engage in. However, they used to have some sins, but not the major sins, not al-kabair. And his second group of people, right? He's distinguishing them from the first group by what? Yani by having some sins, but less than the major sins, not the major sins. And this person, this group of people, he said, وَهَذَا تَنَالُهُ مَغْفِرَةُ اللَّهِ. This person will achieve the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 31st ayat, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْحَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Yani if they would avoid the major sins of what they have been prohibited from, then we will expiate for them their minor sins. And we will admit them a noble, honorable entrance, meaning, yani, into Jannah. If they avoid the major sins, then we will forgive them, expiate for them the minor sins. And here the Shaykh is alluding to what? That those people who, even if they have some sins, but they avoided the major sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, yani, expiate their minor sins, and therefore they will earn the maghfir, the forgiveness of Allah. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ reported by Muslim and others, in which he said, As-salawat al-khamsu wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati wa ramadhanu ila ramadhana kaffaratun lima baynahunna idha jtunibatil kabair. Yani that the five prayers, yani the five daily obligatory prayers, and from one jumu'ah to the next and one ramadhan into the next, is an expiation for whatever came between them, as long as the person avoided the major sins. This is the second group, yani those who would achieve the forgiveness of Allah, yani because, yani, they did well, except that they had some sins, but they avoided the major sins. Yani they avoided intoxicants, they avoided gambling, they avoided, yani, stealing, they avoided these kind of things that are major sins. And they fell into some other sins which are expiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to, yani, they're performing the five daily prayers, or one Jummah to the next, or one Ramadan to the next, and so on. The third group, the Shaykh says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ وَفَاهُ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانُ وَعِنْدَهُ ذُنُوبٌ كَبَائِرٌ وَلَكِنَّهَا دُونَ الشِّرْكِ. Yani the third group of people, he said, the month of Ramadan came to them, and they have major sins, but less than shirk. Yani they have major sins. Naam, maybe they were using intoxicants, maybe they were gambling, maybe they were stealing, maybe they assaulted people, maybe they committed murder. Major sins, but less than shirk. But they didn't fall into shirk. And the Shaykh said, it was obligatory upon them that they be admitted into the hell fire. Yani due to the major sins that they committed. ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْهَا. But then they repented from them. وَصَامَ هَذَا الشَّرُ وَقَامَ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. And they fasted this month. Yani they repented from those major sins. Yani most of the scholars of the people of Sunnah say, yani that the five daily prayers and the 1 month of Ramadan to the next and Jummah to the next Jummah and so on expiate for minor sins, but major sins require tawbah. This is the opinion of the majority of the Ahl Sunnah. However, there are some scholars, yani from amongst the contemporary scholars, Shaykh al-Albani and Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, and from earlier scholars, Al-Imam al-Tabari and others, who said that there are actually some deeds which are specifically mentioned in the authentic Sunnah, which if a person does it, it expiates minor sins and major sins. And from amongst them is Al-Hajj al-Mabrur, yani the person comes back what? Like the day, kama yawma waladatu ummuhu, the day that their mother gave birth to them. That means free of sins completely, major and minor sins. And this is the opinion of scholars of the past and scholars of the present, yani major scholars of the past and some major scholars of the present. So the Shaykh, he says here that yani their major sins that they committed, less than shirk, yani necessitated that they be punished in the hellfire. But they repented from them, they entered this month with repentance, and then they fasted it, and then they stood as much as they could in the night. فَهَذَا يَنَالُهُ الْإِعْتَاقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. This person will achieve yani being rescued, being saved from the, being freed from the hellfire, after yani what they had done had necessitated that they enter the hellfire. And the fourth group, and we seek refuge in Allah indeed from this, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ وَفَاهُ الشَّهْرُ وَهُوَ مُقِيمُ عَلَى مَعَاصِي مِنْ فِعْلِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ والترك الواجبات وإضاعة الصلاة فلم يتغير حاله ولم يتوب إلى الله من سيئاته. يعني this person, the month of Ramadan came to them while they were established upon sin from doing things that were haram and abandoning obligatory duties and يعني neglecting the salat. And then their condition didn't change at all with the coming of Ramadan. And they didn't repent to Allah from their sins. أَوْ تَابَ مِنْهَا تَوْبَةً مُؤَقَّتَةً. Or they repented a temporary repentance. يعني in Ramadan. وَلَمَّا انْتَهَا عَادَ إِلَيْهَا. But when the month of Ramadan ended, they returned to what they were upon before the month of Ramadan. Oh, how many are the people? Oh, how many are the people who enter Ramadan in this condition and make a temporary repentance, and they fast and they pray and they try to observe something of Islam during Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan yani they go back to their normal life of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا هُوَ الْخَاسِرُ الَّذِي خَسِرَ حَيَاتَهُ وَضَيَّعَ أَوْقَاتَهُ. This is the person who is indeed a loser, who has wasted, who has lost and wasted their life and all of its time. And they didn't benefit from this month except sins and yani disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَالَ جِبْرِيلُ لِلنَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ فَلَمْ يَغْفَرْ لَهُ فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ فَأَبَعَدُهُ اللَّهُ قُلْ آمِينَ فَقَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ آمِينَ. To the end of the hadith. And the Shaykh just quotes this part of it, and in reference to the point that he's making here, that whoever reached the month of Ramadan and they were not forgiven, yani during this time of forgiveness, yani they didn't do so any of the things that could have earned them forgiveness, they didn't earn forgiveness, so then they entered the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them far from him. And the angel Jibril alayhi salam, he said to the Prophet, say Ameen. Yani that this be their condition. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. And this hadith, Shaykh al-Albani said that it is Hasan Sahih, and other scholars said that it is Sahih li ghayrihi. And in any case, it is an acceptable hadith. The Shaykh says after this, Al-Mahroom من حرمه الله والشقي من أبعده الله. يعني the person who is truly deprived is the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden يعني good for him, and the shaqi, the person who is wretched, يعني who is unfortunate, who is a loser, yani in the next life, then that person is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distanced them from himself. And here the Shaykh, after this yani mention of the different types of people and how people will benefit from Ramadan by earning yani Allah's favor and his bounty and the khayr that he has, the rahmah of Allah, and some people will earn his forgiveness, and some people who were destined for the hellfire would be freed from the hellfire due to the month of Ramadan, yani because they repented and they tried to do good in that month. And then the other people, wa'udhu billah, na'udhu billah min hadha. The Shaykh now, he goes on to talk about yani one of the core yani topics of this yani discussion, and that is yani what after Ramadan. Yani indeed, we know some of us may ourselves have experienced it in the past, and that is not our condition in this time, yani inshallah, that is not our condition. But some of us, we know that we have seen, if we haven't experienced it ourselves, that some people believe that Ramadan is the time when Allah deserves to be worshipped. And some people might imagine that they are actually doing Allah a favor by worshipping Him in Ramadan. It must be like that, because after Ramadan they feel that they are not obligated and they don't want to do any more favors. So they abandon whatever they were upon of good in Ramadan. The Shaykh says, so what is obligatory upon the Muslim after Ramadan? And here he yani makes the point that the whole life of the Muslim is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole of the life of the Muslim. And this is yani the reality of the matter. So the Shaykh, he begins by saying, Ibadallah, yani ya Ibadallah, inna ibadatallah wajibatun fi kulli waqtin wa laysa laha nihayatun illa bil maut. O servants of Allah, O worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed the worship of Allah is obligatory in every time, all the time. And there is no end to the obligation of worshipping Allah except when a person dies. And the proof of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, 15th Surah, 99th Ayat, وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So Allah commanded us, worship your Rabb until al-yaqeen comes to you. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir and other scholars of tafsir, they said al-yaqeen, it means al-maut. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is commanding us to worship Him until death comes to us. Meaning, be continuous at all times in doing those things which earn nearness to Allah with all types of worship. Yes. And the Naam. 15th Surah, 99th Ayat. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he complied with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continued to engage in the worship of Allah until death came to him from his Rabb, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Indeed, here's our example. Yani he worshipped Allah until he left this world, and it is upon us to worship Allah all the time, in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, every day and every hour and every minute of our lives until death comes to us. The Shaykh, he also mentions yani on this point the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 102nd Ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Naam. O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ in the way, yani, that Allah deserves it, giving him his full right of observing taqwa. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ and do not die except وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Wow, here is what? Wow? Al-hal, al-hal. And do not die except that your condition is that you are a Muslim, yani you are upon al-Islam, al-Tawheed, except that you die upon al-Tawheed, yani illa wa antum muslimun, illa wa antum muwahidun. And this ayah also has a beautiful tafsir, and for the sake of time, I will just mention something from it. From amongst that which is mentioned by Hafidh ibn Kathir in reference to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Yani حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, said that Abdullah, meaning Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, said, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ means أَن يُطَاعَ فَلَا يُعَصَى, that Allah must be obeyed and not disobeyed. Obeyed and not disobeyed. Yani that's two things. He must be obeyed, not obeyed and disobeyed. Must be obeyed and not disobeyed. وَأَن يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى, and that he be remembered and not be forgotten. وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ, and that he be thanked and not be, yani that we be thankful to Allah and not be ungrateful to Allah. لَا يُكْفَرْ here means, yani here the kufr means, yani kufr and ni'mah. Yani first and foremost, don't be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that Allah must be obeyed, and Allah must be remembered, and Allah must be thanked. We must be grateful and appreciative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is the haqqa, yani ittaqullah, yani the taqwa of Allah, haqqa tuqatihi, means to obey Allah and don't disobey Him, to remember Allah and don't forget Him, and to be thankful to Allah and don't be ungrateful to Him. And the Prophet ﷺ used to say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. Wa shukrika, and to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. Yani to be obedient to you, worshiping you in the best manner. Wa qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. يعني when a human being dies, يعني that person's deeds will be cut off except from three, and they are صدقة جارية. Now a charity that's ongoing. Yani after the person died, people will continue to benefit from it. Something that's left behind that people continue to benefit from. And now al-ilm, yani that people benefit from. So that they left behind something and people continue to benefit from it. Like the explanation of Sahih Bukhari, Fath al-Bari, that people continue to benefit from. And whatever it is of knowledge, the beneficial knowledge people can benefit from. And if we didn't have any money to leave, and we didn't have any knowledge to leave, at least we should have a what? A walad salih. Yani a righteous child. That will what? That will supplicate for you. Naam. When a person dies, all of their deeds will be cut off, except from three. This hadith reported by Muslim and others. And so, yani the Shaykh is making us to know what? That yani we have to worship Allah until we die. Yani worship doesn't stop with at the end of Ramadan, but rather the worship of Allah is due until we leave this world, and we must worship Allah yani constantly, as Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir also mentioned in the ayat before this hadith, yani wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Yani Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir mentions here something very beautiful. I want to mention this also, and it came to my mind at this moment. He said the meaning of وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. How can it be that you can guarantee that you will not die except upon Islam? And how can a person guarantee that they will not die except upon Islam? He said حَافِظُوا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فِي حَالَةِ صِحَّتِكُمْ وَسَلَامَتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا عَلَيْهِ. يعني حافظوا على الإسلام, guard and protect and preserve your Islam in the condition of when you're in good health and when you're in safety and security. Not just when you get sick or when you're in danger. حافظوا على الإسلام في حال صحتكم وسلامتكم حتى تموت عليه. So that if you protect and preserve and guard your Islam in every condition or circumstance, not when you're expecting to die, but all the time, in that way you would die upon Islam. How so? فَإِنَّ الْكَرِيمِ قَدْ أَجْرَ عَادَتُهُ بِكَرَمِهِ. Because Allah al-Kareem قَدْ أَجْرَ عَادَتُهُ بِكَرَمِهِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَاشَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. That it is from the bounty and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Kareem that it is his way, that whoever lived upon a thing, that person will die upon it. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ And whoever dies upon something, they will be resurrected upon it. And Ibn Kathir says, فَعِيَاذَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ خِلَافِ ذَلِكَ And we seek refuge in Allah from other than that. Naam. And then the Shaykh, he says, yani in the closing yani sub point of this topic, he says, yani don't die except upon Islam. And when a person dies, the deeds will be cut off except from three. وَالْمَوْتُ قَرِيبٌ And death is near. Naam. Even if a person is healthy, even if a person is young, even if they don't see that death is near, the Shaykh is saying, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ اللَّهُ protect and preserve him, he's saying, وَالْمَوْتُ قَرِيبٌ It's near. Yani, take the matter seriously. This is not a small matter. Death is near. Yani, whoever didn't do it now, when will you do it? Yani, in the beginning, the Shaykh began by saying, what? فَلْيُحَافِظُ Yani, every one of us, كُلُّ مِنَّا Everybody has to, yani, يُحَاسِبْ يُحَافِظُ وَيُحَاسِبْ Yani, take account of yourselves. Examine what it is that you have sent ahead for yourselves. Because there won't be anything there except what you have sent ahead. In one authentic hadith, Shaykh al-Albani said that it's Sahih and Sahih al-Jamiyah, he said, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ مَا لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَنْظُرُ مَا لِلَّهِ عِنْدَهُ مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ مَا لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Whoever wants to know what will be for him with Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, فَلْيَنْظُرُ مَا لِلَّهِ عِنْدَهُ Just look at what there is with you for Allah right now. And that's the bottom line. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith that's sahih, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنُهُ وَبَيْنُهُ تَرْجُمَانِ There's no one of you except that Allah will speak to him directly on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ without there being anyone between him and between him. Yani between that person and Allah as a translator. There will be nobody between them. It will be direct. Allah will speak to them directly. فَيَنْظُرُوا أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ That person will look to his right. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمُ And you will not see except what you have sent ahead. وَيَنْظُرُوا أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمُ He will look to his right. He will not see except that what you have sent ahead. Yani that is the bottom line. Yani there won't be anything there except what you have sent ahead. فَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْكَ وَجْهِهِ And he will look in front and he will not see anything except the hellfire in front of his face. فَاتَّقِ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمُ وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَ طَيِّبًا So the Prophet ﷺ said, So fear, protect yourself from the fire, even if it's just with a half of a date in charity, or even if it's just with a كَلِمَ طَيِّبًا Yani a good word that you said to someone. A word of kindness, compassion, yani advice, whatever, a good word. And even if it's just with that, there won't be anything there except what we have sent ahead for ourselves. Naam. The Shaykh, he said, death is near. وَلِلَّهِ إِبَادَاتٌ تُؤَدَّى فِي مَوَاقِتِهَا الْمَحْدُودَةِ There is for Allah ibadat, acts of worship that must be fulfilled in their times that have been specified. Specific times. Yawmiyan, daily. Usbu'iyan, weekly. Sanawiyan, yearly. Yani these are acts of worship that are the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And this is a clear indication what? That the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is throughout the life of a Muslim. It's not just in Ramadan. Rather, there are acts of worship that are upon us daily and weekly and yearly. فَهَذِي الْعِبَادَاتِ مِنْهَا مَا هُوَ أَرْكَانٌ لِلْإِسْلَامِ Some of these acts of worship, some of them are from the pillars of Islam. وَمَا هُوَ مُكَمِّلٌ لَهُ And they are those which complete and perfect those pillars of Islam. Naam. Yani extra, voluntary, supererogatory deeds that complete and perfect, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when a person has fallen short in some obligatory duty, for example their salat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, do they have any voluntary prayers that they did that can mend, fix, make up for the shortcoming in the obligatory duties? So there are obligatory duties, and then there are mukammilat, those things which complete and perfect them. Meaning that it is upon us not just to fulfill the obligatory duties, but those extra deeds are incumbent upon us. They are necessary. We are in need of that. فالصلوات الخمسة تؤدى في كل يوم وليلة. So the five daily obligatory prayers are to be performed in a day and a night. Every day and night. They are incumbent upon us. Yani the prayers of the day are the Fajr and the Dhuhr and the Asr, and the prayers of the night are the Maghrib and Isha. Every day. وَهِيَ رُقْنْ ثَانِي مِنْ أَرْكَانَ الْإِسْلَامِ بَعْدَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ وَهِيَ مُودِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And these five prayers are the second pillar from the pillars of Islam, after the shahadatain of La ilaha illallah wa Muhammadur Rasulullah. And they are the pillar of Islam. Yani the main pillar that the whole of Islam, yani that is holding it up. Yani the foundation being the shahadatain, and the pillar that holds up the tent is the salat. وَالْجُمُعَةُ تُؤَدَّى كُلُّ أَسْبُوعٍ. And the Jumu'ah prayer is to be performed, to be fulfilled every week on a weekly basis, not just in Ramadan. وَهِيَ مِنْ أَعْظَمْ شَعَارِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And it is from the greatest and most magnificent of the signs or symbols or manifestations of Islam. Yani the gatherings of the Muslims on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And the Muslims, they gather for it in one place. اِحْتِمَامًا بِهَا. Showing care and importance of this, yani obligatory duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the Muslims weekly. وَالزَّكَاةِ قَرِينَةُ الصَّلَاةِ وَهِيَ فِي غَيْرِ الْمُؤَشِّرَاتِ تُؤَدَّى كُلَّ سَنَةٍ. And the zakat, it is the companion of salat. Yani they are almost never separated. Yani we are praying, are we also, alaykum salam, fulfilling the obligation of zakat. Yani many of us, we are the people of prayer. We go to the masjid and we pray in jama'ah. But what about the zakat? Yani if there's nobody collecting it, did we just think that it's forgotten about? That we are not obligated? And if a person has $3,000 or $4,000 in savings and they had it for 1 year and they reached the nisab, they think that they don't have to pay zakat? And the zakat, it is the companion of salat. And the zakat, in other than the mu'ashirat, yani other than the crops, yani the zakat on wealth, yani on cattle and cash, yani is collected yearly. The zakat on other than the crops is yani due yearly. Amma al-mu'asharat, yani the crops, then this zakat is to be fulfilled yani inda al-husul alayha, at the time of harvest, whenever the crop is harvested. Was-siyam shahr Ramadan yajibu fi kulli sana. And the fast of the month of Ramadan is obligatory every year. Wal-hajj wa-hajju bayt Allah al-haram يجب على المسلم المستطيع مرة في العمر. And the pilgrimage to the sacred house of Allah is obligatory upon the Muslim who is able at least once in a lifetime. وكذا العمرة. And likewise عمرة يعني is obligatory once in a lifetime. وما زاد على المرة من الحج فهو تطوع. And whatever is an increase, extra, above and beyond the one performance of Hajj, then this is voluntary. وَإِلَىٰ جَانِبْ هَذِي الْعِبَادَةِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ عِبَادَةٌ مُسْتَحِبَّةٌ. And then aside, yani in addition to these obligatory acts of worship, there are also acts of worship which are mustahab, yani which are yani beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commendable, praiseworthy, rewardable. And Allah loves that we do these deeds, even if they're not obligatory. These are the mukammilat. Like the voluntary prayers, and voluntary charities, and voluntary fasting, and voluntary Hajj and Umrah. This in addition to the obligatory duties. And here the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ حَيَاتِ الْمُسْلِمِ كُلَّهَا عِبَادَةٌ. And this reality, that there are obligatory duties and extra voluntary duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon the Muslim daily and weekly and monthly and yearly, and in seasons. Yani, this is from that which points to the reality that the life of the Muslim, the whole of it, is worship. Not just Ramadan. Imma wajibatun wa imma mustahabba. And it is either obligatory duties, acts of worship, or those extra voluntary deeds that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالَّذِي يَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةِ مَتْلُوبَةٌ مِنْهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. So whoever imagines, whoever thinks that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is required of him only in the month of Ramadan, وَبَعْدَهُ يُعْفَى مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ قَدْ ظَنَّ سُوءًا. Whoever thinks this, that they are only required to worship Allah in Ramadan, and after Ramadan they are excused, they are exempt, this person has thought an evil thought. ظَنَّ سُوءًا وَجَهَلَ حَقَّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And they are ignorant of the right of Allah upon them. وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ دِينَهُ. And this person doesn't know his deen. بَلْ لَمْ يَعْرِفَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهِ. Rather, this person doesn't even know Allah the way he is supposed to be known. وَلَمْ يَقْدِرْهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And they have not given Allah his just due. حَيْثُ لَمْ يُعْطِيهِ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Such that they didn't obey him except in Ramadan. وَلَمْ يَخَافْ مِنْهُ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. And they didn't fear him except in Ramadan. وَلَمْ يَرْجُوا ثَوَابَهُ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. And they didn't have hope of the reward of Allah except in Ramadan. إِنَّ هَذَا الْإِنسَانِ مَقْتُوعَ السِّلَةِ بِاللَّهِ. This person is cut off from any relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أَنُّهُ لَا غِنَى لَهُ عَنْهُ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Even though this person, every human being, is not free of need of Allah even for the blinking of an eye. وَالْعَمَلْ مَهْمَا كَانَ إِذَا كَانَ مَقْصُورًا عَلَى شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ فَهُوَ عَمَلٌ مَرْدُودٌ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. And the deed, no matter what it is, meaning no matter how great it is, or whatever, if it is limited to the month of Ramadan, then it is a deed that is rejected. Mardood. It is rejected and returned to the one who has done it. Allah has no need for it. مَهْمَا أَطَعَبَ نَفْسَهُ فِيهِ. No matter how much the person has exerted themselves and worn themselves out and tired themselves in doing it, it is returned to the one who has done it. Rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it is a deed that is cut off. لَا أَصْلَ لَهُ وَلَا فَرْعَ. It has no foundation, no origin, nor does it have any branches. And the Shaykh closes by saying, وَإِنَّمَا يَنْتَفِعُ بِرَمَضَانِ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانِ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ رَبُّ الشُّهُورِ وَاحِدٌ وَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ الشُّهُورِ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِ عِبَادِهِ وَشَاهِدٌ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَ مُحَمِّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَسَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the Shaykh, he closes and he, by reminding us and informing us and bringing to our attention the reality that indeed the only people who benefit from Ramadan are the people of Iman. Naam. Even if people fasted, even if they stood in the night, even if they came to the masjid for the jama'ah, yani, the only people that really benefit from Ramadan, the people of Iman, because they know that they know Allah the way He is supposed to be known. They fear Allah the way He is supposed to be feared. And they give Allah His just due. Before Ramadan, during Ramadan, and after Ramadan. The only people who benefit from Ramadan, the people of Iman. Those who are upon uprightness in every time. Those who know that the Rabb of the months, all of them, the Rabb of the months, He is one. And He is in all of the months, overlooking the deeds of his servants and witnessing them. And may the salat and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and his companions, all of them, ajma'een. And we'll stop here with a few minutes remaining, inshallah. If there's any question about what we talked about, today. Any question about what we talked about today?